Good morning and welcome to South Shore Senior News Radio, the program to help active boomers and seniors age successfully and enjoy themselves while doing it. Each week we are brought to you through the generous sponsorship of our partners. The first part of our show is brought to you by the Law Office of Attorney Judith Flynn. A member of the National Association of Elder Law Attorneys, Attorney Flynn is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. Located in Hingham, Judy works with elders and their families to protect their hard-earned assets and ensure quality care. Call her today to schedule your legal checkup at 781-740-2288 or visit her firm's website at www.thelegalcheckup.com.
Good morning and welcome to South Shore Senior News Radio. I'm Greg Perrell, host of our program here on WATD 95.9 FM in Marshfield. And this week we have an interesting guest. Actually, I think you're returning, aren't you, Beverly? Beverly Moore, Still Me Coaching. You've been on before with us, right, Beverly?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that we're going to talk about some of the services that you're offering. But I think one of the interesting things we were talking about before we went on the air this morning is we're going to see how the results of research in medications to help with the Alzheimer's disease and dementia and other memory impairments, as well as some of the other things that you've learned about education for caregivers, can make the whole Alzheimer experience a lot better. And I think, you know, you've been out there doing that for a long time now on the South Shore. So tell us a little bit about your services and how they work.
Okay. 10 years ago, I realized that caregivers were struggling mainly because they weren't educated in how to relate to the person in a different way. You can't relate to them in the same way once they have a cognitive disorder.
Well, I wanted you to explain that because it's better that it's different than like a broken bone or, you know, some other type of disease or just disability, but this one affects the mind.
Right. It actually affects the mind, not in like mental illness does, but it affects the mind in its ability to do the work that it usually did very easily. Now takes a longer time to do it, or it's much more difficult. So we have to respond in a different way by facilitating their being able to stay in charge of their own life by making the environment friendlier. And the way we speak to a person makes all the difference in the world.
Well, you know, that's really interesting because I think a lot of people think with Alzheimer's and dementia and some of those things that people actually forget things and forget of feelings and emotions and who they are in some cases. But you're saying that they do to a certain extent, but they still recall a lot of that.
Yes. Well, I think all the memories are in there.
Right.
It's just a matter of tapping them. So sometimes a picture will tap a memory, sometimes music will. Mm-hmm. You know yourself, you hear a piece of music and you remember the girl you danced with, you know, in high school
right.
at the last dance.
Yeah.
And that emotional memory never goes away with any kind of dementia. That's like subcortical, it's base brain. You know?
Oh, okay.
So the idea is to tap the emotional person by making positive experiences for them, by empowering them to stay in charge of their own life. And it is entirely possible. We've had wonderful luck with teaching different simple ways to work with a person. And I've had comments like, oh, I can enjoy my husband again.
Interesting. Now, tell us, we were talking about your firm. Is it an agency, a firm? What do you call it, Beverly? Company? You know, I think that's, tell us a little bit about how the service works and how you're able to bring that information and those resources to a family that's taking care of someone.
We try to reach people when the diagnosis of dementia of any kind is first given, because then you're going to avoid a lot of difficulty in caregiving.
Right.
So we look for people to be recognized as having a memory disorder and then call us to have a coach work with that family to understand the illness. What does the brain do normally? What happens when that part of the brain is damaged? And then how do you work with the person differently so you can enjoy them and they can enjoy you?
And who are these coaches?
These coaches are all professionals. They're social workers and nurses. Some are neither but have worked in the field as a program director or as a support group leader for like 10, 12, 15 years.
So one of the qualifications is that whole ability to understand and relate to people that a lot of social workers have.
Right. Yeah. But they have to have a strong background in dementia care.
Okay.
Because it's too large a subject to just take a social worker or any nurse off this, you know, out of the hospital.
Sure. Oh, yeah. And there's so many nuances to the care of someone with Alzheimer's. It's
well,
but it's understandable.
A lot of it is the family dynamics. How does the family respond?
Oh, interesting.
And that's why we focused on the family as a focus.
That's a great place to break. Let's talk about that when we come back.
The options for rehabilitation can be confusing. Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital offers a higher intensity of therapy, the most innovative and advanced technology, and a specialized staff of physicians, nurses, and therapists dedicated to your care. Braintree Rehab has a variety of inpatient services and a comprehensive list of outpatient services and outpatient locations. Call Braintree Rehab today at 781-348-2500 to see how our services can meet your needs. That's 781-348-2500.
Where can you find the finest cancer care? Right here, close to home at Commonwealth Atrius Cancer Center in Weymouth. They offer award-winning physicians, advanced technology, and personalized care. Medical oncology provided by Commonwealth Hematology Oncology. Radiation oncology operated by Harvard Vanguard Medical Associates. Visit CommonwealthAtrius.com or call 888-829-8252. That's 888-829-8252. Complete cancer care close to home. Commonwealth Atrius Cancer Center.
And welcome back to South Shore Senior News Radio. I'm your host, Greg Perrell, here on 95.9 FM WATD in Marshfield. And we're speaking with Beverly Moore, president of Still Me Coaching Services. You're headquartered in Quincy, right, Beverly?
Correct.
Okay. And you have coaches throughout the South Shore and Metro West and even north of the city now, huh?
Yes.
That's great. So it's really grown because you started it, what were you saying, 10 years ago, right?
10 years ago.
Your 10th anniversary. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's a great service. And the thing that was really interesting before we went to break, or at least I thought was compelling, was this whole family dynamic that we were touching on as far as you really feel a core value of your services helping the family coexist and work together, bring out the best in each other.
Yeah, it's actually the whole service.
Yeah.
We feel...
Well, I hit right on that.
Well, having been in a family where there was dementia twice in our family, and see the family dynamics really come out. A very close-knit family becomes more so. A family with conflict becomes more conflicted. So a lot of our work is to hear everybody in the family as to how they view the illness and work with them to understand so they can move through the different stages. There's a stage where everybody minimizes it, you know, oh, Dad, that's just Dad, you know, he doesn't act like that. And then they recognize it and they want to deny it or they grieve the loss of it.
I would bet there's a lot of denial. People hate to see that happen to a loved one and say, oh, it's just old age or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where the fighting within the family very often starts.
Really, right at the beginning with the actual diagnosis and accepting the fact that it might be true.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, you don't believe what Dad did yesterday. And they say, oh, you're exaggerating. And so having the whole family together and hearing everybody out, then we can teach the whole family at the same time and answer people's questions so they can see, yeah, this isn't normal aging. This is a sign that there's something wrong.
Yeah, and I think that's a very interesting statement. We've had some other guests on have talked about, you know, it's not normal to age with mental health issues or those types of things. It's actually a disease or a process. It's,
right.
Because a lot of people associate aging with, okay, you're going to get this or that or the other thing, and that's not necessarily true.
Oh, yeah. And in some cultures, that is still the idea.
Yeah.
In many Asian cultures and in many Latin American countries, they feel that all old people become like little children, and they treat them like that.
Right.
Now, in the United States, you're not going to do that.
Right.
You want aging. There are certain changes that take place in aging.
Yeah.
Like more difficulty recalling something.
Right.
It's because we've got so much in there, that's why. And we'll have trouble remembering names, but we remember faces. A little bit longer to learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, anything to do with repeating oneself consistently, losing things, blaming somebody else for taking them, breaking in the middle of a sentence and not remembering where they were going with it. I mean, we all do that when we're, when we're under stress, that happens anyway.
Right, right.
But there's a difference between a busy mind and one that has real difficulty.
Yeah.
And then not knowing the use of things. I had one person who had a fairly good memory, and he knew all his grandchildren, and he knew everybody's birthday and everything, but he would pick up the remote control and try to dial his daughter.
Right.
And he lost track of time, so he didn't know whether he had been sitting someplace for 2 hours or 2 minutes. But he knew enough to ask somebody for clarification. That's not often the case, because within a year or so, a person is unaware there's anything wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to work with them in a different way, because you can't explain things. You know, Dad, this is because you've got dementia.
Right.
That's not going to set well.
All right, well, that's true. So that really leads us well into the rest of the show, which we'll come back to after this break. But we were going to talk about some of the research in medications that have taken place out there to perhaps either, help people maintain or maybe prevent the mental illnesses that we're discussing here. And also how that education is taken into education and research and helps caregivers figure this whole puzzle out. So when we come back, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Call the Elder Law Office of Judith M. Flynn to schedule a legal checkup. Judy's practice is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. She'll do a thorough assessment of your personal situation and develop a comprehensive plan that addresses all of your elder law needs. Don't lose your hard-earned assets to the cost of long-term care. Take greater control of your future. Schedule a legal checkup today. Call Elder Law Attorney Judy Flynn at 781-740-2288. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, you want the best of care. Now, that care is available close to home. Commonwealth Atrius Cancer Center in Weymouth provides complete cancer care close to where you live and work, with award-winning physicians, advanced technology, and personalized attention. Medical oncology provided by Commonwealth Hematology Oncology. Radiation oncology operated by Harvard Vanguard Medical Associates. Visit CommonwealthAtrius.com. Complete cancer care close to home. Commonwealth Atrius Cancer Center. No, I'll never be the same without your love. I live alone, trying so hard to drive away.
This half of our show is brought to you by Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital. For almost 35 years, Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital has been a leader in providing stroke rehabilitation for the South Shore area. Recently, Braintree Rehab was accredited with a Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for disease-specific care in stroke, making it the only rehabilitation hospital in Massachusetts with this honor. Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital offers patients the opportunity to recuperate and rehabilitate with inpatient rehabilitation and a variety of outpatient services that have been designed to increase functionality and quality of life for those who have experienced a stroke, suffer from Parkinson's disease, or multiple sclerosis, or feel the pain of arthritis day after day. If you or someone you know needs the best in rehabilitation services, look to Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital to get the level of care you deserve. Call 781-348-2500 to find out more. That's 781-348-2500.
Welcome back to South Shore Senior News Radio. I'm your host, Greg Perrell, and Beverly and I were just talking off air, and it's funny because Beverly was like one of the first, maybe on the first edition, first show of South Shore Senior News back in, I think it was what, March or something?
Yep.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
But so we're talking about the whole Alzheimer's diagnosis. We're talking about how difficult it is for the family to accept that and the dynamics that take place there. And then before we went to break, we started talking about research in some of the medications out there that is taking mm-hmm. place, and how that's, along with education, is changing the way the attitude towards caring for people with memory impairments. So tell us a little bit about the whole research and medication area.
Well, in the last 10 years, we've come up with four, you know, medications that are used a lot. Aricept was the first one, and then Razadine, Exelon, and then we've got another one, Namenda, which works in a different system in the brain. Each one of them works a little differently on each person because everybody's brain chemistry is different, so they have to be on a trial and error basis. But what we've found is that if taken early on in the disease, it can actually slow up the process of function.
Mm-hmm.
That it does not slow up the process of the disease in the brain organically.
What does function mean?
Function means being able to take care of oneself,
mm-hmm.
doing daily activities, remaining able to discuss things a little bit clearer.
Yep.
So that these drugs, what they do is they, I've seen people improve on them.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, nothing is stopping in the brain from the disease process.
What is happening to the brain in the disease process?
Protein. There's a beta amyloid protein that gets stuck in the brain cells.
Mm-hmm.
The brain tries very hard for a long time to bypass that, I call it protein glue, for lack of a better description. And so a lot of times people are not diagnosed until they've had it about 5 years because the brain compensates very well. But after a while, the damage is too great. But what I think we're finding is that there's more brain function left than there is that's gone from the disease. It's a matter, and that's where education of the caregiver comes in. How can we tap that function that's still there, that ability to recall, you know, how to brush your teeth, how to comb your hair. Sometimes all you have to do is put the brush in front of the person, and then they go, oh, and they start brushing their hair. But if you said, go on in the bedroom and brush your hair, they'd get in the bedroom and they would look around and they'd come back out because they couldn't organize that. So the caregiver has to learn to organize, sequence, set it up. So caregiving becomes more and more facilitating
uh-huh.
the person staying in charge of themselves.
Right.
So the research has been very helpful in that regard. Now they've come, I can't even pronounce it yet. I always want to go Beelzebub, but it's not. It's Bepazobrazeb. It's a vaccination that they're working on
uh-huh.
that will, they're hoping, arrest the progression of the disease in the brain. That would be wonderful.
Well, would people get that vaccination, like when they're young or middle-aged? Or?
Well, right now I think they're looking at people who are already diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and then they give them the shot to halt it. And it was out before, but they used real beta amyloid protein as the vaccination.
Right.
And there was some brain swelling, which stopped the whole research project. Now they've engineered beta amyloid protein, and they're having very good luck with
Interesting.
It. Interesting. Yeah, and that's at BU, Alzheimer's Disease Research Center.
First local.
Yeah.
So it can halt the process. Can it do any repair, do they think?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They've gotten that far.
Right.
But one of the things I'd like to emphasize is that what I'm learning is that research that does not have enough research subjects who are willing to be involved in the research end up either costing 2 to 3 times as much and sometimes as prohibitive.
Mm-hmm.
So it stops the research altogether. Or it gets tabled. And I often wonder how many treatments
mm-hmm.
have gotten tabled because we don't have research subjects. So my husband and I are in one research program called HOPE.
Mm-hmm.
With his mother and father both having had Alzheimer's, he wants to make sure that if he gets any signs or symptoms, he gets treatment right away.
Oh, interesting. So you're actually doing some preventative
Correct.
Coaching.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I didn't even know that existed out there. I mean, I think you and I have talked about this before, but I didn't realize that was the objective. From a preventative standpoint, it is.
What they're trying to do in the whole program is discover what is the difference between normal aging changes and changes that are signals of oncoming Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
That would be fantastic.
Do you think there'll ever be like a general vaccine that everyone takes when they're like 35 or 40 or whatever or whatever?
And maybe at two. Who knows?
That's right, to prevent the disease. That would be really fascinating.
Yeah, that's the only thing we can really hope for in the future, is that we can halt it altogether.
All right. Very interesting. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about a book that you've written and how people can maybe read that book and accomplish some of the goals that we're outlining here this morning. So we'll be right back.
If you've been diagnosed with cancer, you want the best of care. Now, that care is available at Commonwealth Atrius Cancer Center in Weymouth. With award-winning physicians, advanced technology, and personalized attention, you'll receive the care you need nearby your home and work. Medical oncology provided by Commonwealth Hematology Oncology. Radiation oncology operated by Harvard Vanguard Medical Associates. Visit CommonwealthAtrius.com. Complete cancer care close to home. Commonwealth Atrius Cancer Center.
Do you think your driving skills are not what they should be? Let Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital help you decide. We can assess your driving skills and focus on your safety. Our two-part driving evaluation program has been developed to provide assessment of individuals with a variety of disabilities. Braintree Rehab is always here to help you reach your full potential and independence. For additional information or to schedule an appointment, call 781-348-4017. That's 781-348-4017.
If somebody tells you we're moving, suggest a call to We're Moving. Complete move management from beginning to end. If you are moving your parents or if they are downsizing to age in place, We're Moving can help you plan and execute all the details of the move. Call We're Moving at 781-878-2631 or visit weremoving.com. That's W-E-I-R, weremoving.com.
Welcome back to South Shore Senior News Radio. I'm your host, Greg Perrell. Here we are talking with Beverly Moore, president of Still Me Coaching Services, headquartered in Quincy, throughout the Boston area, north, south, west. So that's the services are spreading. That's really fantastic. Interesting conversation. We've talked about the whole family dynamic a little bit. We've talked about some of the research and education that's taken place. Now I want to talk about your book, and it's Matters of the Mind and the Heart. And it's been out for probably 6 or 7 months.
Yep.
Yeah. And I know that you've been in the community talking to people about it and working with caregivers and doing some presentations. Tell people a little bit about how the book's assembled and what the objective and goal is of the book.
The goal of the book is actually to bring caregivers hope.
Yeah.
And to bring them a feeling of competence in being a caregiver for somebody with a memory disorder.
Mm-hmm.
I was writing down stories of some of the wonderful caregivers that I coached over the last 10 years who were willing to try new things that they thought were really kind of bizarre at the time.
Right.
And so I started writing down the stories. And the book is divided into sections of, first I describe what normal brain function is, and then what happens when the brain is injured. And then I go into the 10 challenges of Alzheimer care. Mm-hmm. Some of them are memory, orientation, activity, self-esteem, sexuality, and it ends with the move when you have to decide whether a person can stay at home anymore or whether you need to, and all of the difficulties involved in that. The last part of the book is what to do when the caregiving is over. How to take care of yourself and go on. Then at the back of the book, I put in some what we call cheat sheets. kind of summarizing parts of the book in one sheet of how to work effectively with somebody with memory loss. So, you know, and I just wanted to emphasize that caring, what you need to learn is how to appreciate the person that's there, not focus on what's different and what is bothering you. you know, it really doesn't help that person if you're walking around with a long face.
So, and that's such an interesting challenge. You know, the caregiver almost has to become selfless, I think it's, or...
Yeah.
Almost, because, you know, you're...
And an actress or actor.
Exactly. You're taking on a role now that, you know, you have to try and exercise very good emotional control, because mm-hmm. I'm sure you want that person that you knew and loved and hung around with or did whatever to still be there.
Absolutely.
And it might be even a stranger if they were to go away completely
mm-hmm.
or remain there in a state that's so different.
Yeah. I think the three things that this John Zeisel, who's a doctor who started ARTZ, A-R-T-Z, which uses that to tap into the spirituality and the artistic ability of the person.
Right.
And he had three things that I have always stuck with me that I try to teach caregivers. First of all, that the person with memory loss can learn that they're a whole person.
Right.
And that they have a future. Each of us has a future. It might be one day. It might be 20 years. The same thing is true of a person with dementia.
Mm.
So you want to make that a quality future by giving meaning to life, which they can't muster up themselves. We have to provide that for them by asking for their help, inviting them rather than saying you've got to do something. So it's all a matter of switching the focus.
Right.
It's not hard. It's not easy for people who are selfish. And I've worked with some who are very self-centered.
Right.
That require a little bit more work, because you have to convince them that doing this makes it easier for them, too.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The beauty, I think, of the end result of incorporating your coaching services is you're all of a sudden, the person that you're caring for, is their quality of life has improved. And if the caregiver really understands it, the quality of their life will improve, because there will be probably less difficulties. You know,
and avoid a lot of agitation, a lot of aggression.
Right.
It's amazing.
And I think that could be the strangest part of as the disease progresses, is that whole aggression and acting out, and people are, you know, like, whoa, what is that?
But I find 95% of all aggression starts because the caregiver didn't do things differently.
Mm. Oh,
and
sure.
Understand
yeah.
the nature of the disease and make it easier for the person. If you make it easy for a person, they're not going to become aggressive.
All right. Stay right there when we come back. We'll get your contact information and we'll wrap up the show.
The Elder Law Office of Judith M. Flynn is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. If you've been thinking about getting a legal checkup, don't delay any longer. Don't wait for a crisis. Attorney Flynn will do a thorough assessment of your personal situation and develop a comprehensive plan that addresses all of your elder law needs. Don't lose your hard-earned assets to the cost of long-term care. Call Elder Law Attorney Judy Flynn at 781-740-2288.
Step into the future with Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital. Robotics and functional electrical stimulation are now being used for rehabilitation with patients who have experienced a stroke, brain injury, spinal cord injury, multiple sclerosis, or other neurologic disorder. Call us today, 781-348-2107, and find out how the cutting-edge rehab technology at Braintree Rehab may benefit you. That's 781-348-2107, and take the step that may change your life.
Welcome back to South Shore Senior News Radio. We're in the home stretch. We've been talking to Beverly Moore of Still Me Coaching Services, headquartered in Quincy. We got 30 seconds. What are the top three things that people can walk away with from our discussion this morning? I think one is the caregiver can take better care of themselves by providing this type of supportive care to someone with memory impairment.
Mm-hmm. And they
is that
can,
one of them?
And you can learn it.
It's
not easy to carry out, and that's why you need a coach.
Right.
But it is easy to learn once you understand what's happening.
All right. That's only two. That's all we have time for. Give us your contact information.
My contact information is, I have a website. It's stilmee.com.
Mm-hmm.
My telephone number is 617-233-1145. That's my business cell. Or they can call the office phone number, 617-328-3440.
All right. Well, thank you, Beverly. And you can always read Beverly each month in South Shore Senior News as well. So thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.